Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with the Hollywood Life podcast. And I am so excited to welcome a really special guest today. She's a mom, she's a dancer, she does it all. And we're really excited to have her on here. And she is promoting something that she's a big fan of, and we're really excited to chat with her about. So, everyone, welcome Lindsay Arnold. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to chat.
So excited to chat, and I want to hear all about this Kiko Duo bottle that you are working with, you're promoting, and you're a fan of. So tell me a little bit about the brand and why it works for you.
Yes, we love Kiko in this household. As a new mom, there are so many options out there. And honestly, it's hard to know like which route you're supposed to go. And with bottles, it was definitely a big choice for us. And we love the Duo bottle. The reason why it's called a Duo is because it actually has a really incredible glass interior, but the outside is plastic, which is great because, I mean, I don't know if you have kids, but if you do, you've seen so many bottles out there. There's the big clunky glass ones that you're like, I could never give my child that. They're going to drop it. It's going to shatter. Right. It's just not realistic, but glass is better. It's better for milk, for formula, for breast milk, whatever you're using. It's just better. So we loved this incredible Duo. It's been so great for my daughter Sage. I'm not worried about her dropping it. It's not going to break. It's just, it's amazing. So we love it.
Amazing. And so how old is Sage now? I love watching your TikToks with her, and she's just growing so much, and she looks just like you.
Oh my gosh, are you serious? Thank you. Literally nobody ever says that. They all say she looks like my husband. But here's the thing, my husband and I kind of look like we could maybe be something, so I feel like it works. But she is the best. She'll be 2 November 2nd. So I don't even know, I should know this, how many months that makes her. She's in the 20 somewhere, one of those. But yeah, she's so much fun. She's in such a crazy fun stage of life. Like every single day is something new with her, but it's so exciting because I really get to witness her, like learn and witness and experience first things for the very, very first time, which is pretty cool.
So what milestones is she reaching right now? Like where is she at in her
life? She is like the most active little girl. She's been walking since she was like 11 months old. So she is like a pro. She's doing all the things. She's swimming. She's running around. I actually am starting dance lessons for her this fall. Maybe I'm crazy, but like, I'm like, you're going to do it. You got it. Yes. So she's starting dance this fall, but like milestones for her, I feel like she's really, really finding her voice. She has been able to say words here and there for probably like the past 6 months, but now she's forming, I won't say she's forming complete sentences because that's not a thing yet, but she's putting words together. She's like able to express to us what she needs. And when we talk to her, like we know she understands what we're saying, which is a pretty cool thing. It's crazy. It just feels like I have this little mini best friend with me at all times because she knows what's going on. She just doesn't really have all her words yet to actually communicate, but it's pretty cool to see that.
That is really cool. And it just seems like she's like your little bestie. And I love that for you. So sweet. Now you mentioned the dance lessons. Are you going to be teaching her yourself, or are you putting her like in a studio separate, different, like
in a studio herself? Here's my thing. Growing up, so my mom was never a dancer. So like, I don't really think there was no reason that she would teach us, but I really do believe that like, it was very good for my relationship with my mom that she wasn't my dance teacher. Uh-huh. I feel like that could be a really hard dynamic. Of course, Sage is only, she's not even 2 yet. So it's like, it wouldn't really be a thing yet, but I've kind of already decided that I'm like, I'm not going to teach her. Like, of course I'll help her along the way if this is what she decides she wants to do. But I think it's important that she has like a dance coach, a dance teacher, and that I'm always mom and I'm just there to be her biggest cheerleader. So yeah, she's going to a dance studio. We'll see how it goes. Who knows? But it'll be a good telling factor. She'll either love it or she'll want to not go anymore.
Right.
But
she'll be like soccer.
Yes, I know, right? Well, my husband's probably like, let's do both. Let's do dance and soccer and then let her choose.
What happened? Oh my gosh. I think that is going to be such a fun thing to watch her do, especially with you and like the stage mom life.
Oh, that's the problem is I already know I am going to be. So my daughter has been in swim lessons for a while now. Okay. And they're like survival swim lessons. So they kind of do put them through it. Like there's a lot of crying involved because they're teaching them how to essentially like save themselves. Right. If they were ever in the pool. And it's like, you kind of have to have a little tough love. And I'm that mom that's like, she's okay. She can do it. And I'm like, oh no, I'm going to be that crazy dance mom that's like, you got this. Come on.
Yourself.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But it's okay. That's how my mom was with me, and it turned out good. So
yes, I literally, my mom talks about it all the time. She, I just like dropped my brother and I in the pool. Like that was kind of the
simple. Like learn.
That's how you learn. Like you,
I know.
Have to like save yourself.
I know.
My parents are coaches as well. They're lacrosse coaches. So it's very, very similar to that. Like,
yeah.
Fine, you'll get through it. Like,
yes, exactly.
Talk to the coach if you didn't make the team.
Yes. That is exactly my mentality. And sometimes I'm like, am I a bad mom? Because other moms will be like, oh no. I'm like, no, they're fine. They got this. She'll be fine. She can get through it. Like, you got to persevere. You got to push through. Things are tough. So that's kind of what we've been doing with her.
I think that's good parenting, because I think that in the end, your kid's learning that like life isn't really always fair, and they have to work through situations. Not everything.
Totally.
I think
I totally agree. Oh, thanks. That helps.
Now, something that I did see on your TikTok last week, and I thought, you know, I really thought was admirable that you were so open about it, was I don't know if you had a miscarriage or you had a false positive pregnancy test. What happened there?
So honestly, I don't know. All I know is that I took a test. I got a positive. A few days later, I started my period and then started testing again, and everything was negative. I've read every possibility in the book. Could be early miscarriage, could be chemical pregnancy, which I didn't even know was a thing. Could be a false positive. Like, that's the hard thing, is like, you just don't know. And I was so hesitant to share, but then I realized also, I'm like, this is part of my life. This is part of who I am. And there are tough things. Like, I think a lot of times people don't get that everybody goes through something. And I knew that other people out there probably have gone through something similar, are going through something similar. And I just kind of wanted to make people feel like, okay, you're not alone. Also, like, I, just as much as everybody goes through things, like I do too. And I want to make sure I'm showing all parts of my life, not just the things that look like good and perfect.
Right. Exactly. And I think that truly so many women, and we've found this more in recent years as people have started to talk about it, so many women go through this, whether it is a false positive or a miscarriage, and you know, difficulty trying and that kind of every time of the month. I have friends going through it. And
I know it truly is. It is so hard, but there is comfort in knowing that like we're not alone, that it's not, because I think, like you said, like up until about a couple of years ago, no one discussed it. It was like a shameful thing.
Right.
And I hated that, because then it makes you feel like, what is wrong with me? It's my fault. But no, it's part of, it's just part of it. And everybody goes through it in their own different ways. And so I'm really glad that, I don't know, I was definitely scared to share it and was like, oh, is this too much? Like, should I not be talking about this personal stuff? But I'm glad that I did, because the amount of love and like just comfort that I got from so many people has been pretty incredible. And just to know that I'm not alone in that experience, that a lot of people go through it and that it's normal and it can happen, and to not think that it's anything to do with me or that it's my fault or I did something wrong. It's definitely helpful to have that support.
Yeah. And it seemed like, you know, Sage was very in tune with what was going on. What was that like? Like, did she understand at first that you thought you were pregnant, or did you not necessarily like tell her?
No, I don't think she understands that. Yeah. I think she's too young to understand that, but it is pretty crazy how she fully understands our emotions. Like, she knows when I'm sad, she knows when I'm happy, and she kind of responds to that and adapts to that. And it's so special. Like, that was probably one of the coolest moments in motherhood for me so far, was just knowing how deeply connected she is to my emotions. And it's like, it's just she is an extension of me. Like, she is my heart outside of my body, and she feels so many little things. And even though she doesn't, I know she doesn't get what was going on, but she understood that like there was happy, there was sad, and mom was going through it, and she was had empathy for me. And it was just a really cool experience. And I know that that's only going to get better as I can actually talk to her and we can go through things together in this life and work through it together.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you hoping for another child soon?
Yes, we are. We are trying. We are so excited to make another sibling for Sage. We just know that so my two sisters just had babies, and I was honestly a little bit nervous. Like, this was kind of a telling point of like, how is Sage going to be? Is she going to get super jealous? Is she going to be gentle? Is she going to understand? And she is incredible. Like, no jealousy at all. She's so loving towards the baby. She's so excited to see them. She's so nurturing. She'll like pull out the diapers and like put them on, give them their babies, give them blankets. Like, it's really sweet to see that. So I cannot wait to have another sibling for her. And we definitely want more kids. That's always been in the plans for us.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Now you do have a busy upcoming season of the fall with the upcoming Dancing with the Stars. How, and I know that we can't talk too much about it, but how are you just planning to like get back to work and balance, you know, motherhood and trying and also working just in general?
Totally. Here's the thing is working moms are just incredible. No matter what your profession is, I have learned and gained so much respect for every mother who, not even just working moms, just moms in general. When I tell you that it is genuinely just a full-time job, just having a child. And then if you do anything else career-wise on top of that, it's amazing. Like you should just be so proud of yourself because it is truly so difficult. Yeah. And I think the biggest thing is just making sure that you have your priorities. That's been the biggest thing for me and kind of what's led a lot of my career decisions is at the end of the day, my family is the most important thing to me and I'm always going to do what's best for them. And then anything else that I can do on top of that is like icing on the cake. And I love that. And the best part about it is I have my family that makes everything else worth it, if that makes sense. So that's kind of how I go about everything that I do in my life. I check in, I make sure it's going to be the right decision for me and my family. And then we go about it and I get to share these awesome career moments with the people that I love the most.
Yeah. I think that that's a really great way to think about it, especially after the past, you know, 2 years with the pandemic and not necessarily being like able to get out there and work as consistently as some people would have liked to. It taught us a lot about balance, I think, too.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I think it made everybody check in and realize that, like, yes, all of the success and career and everything that you can do in your life is so incredible and so worth going after. And I think it just reminded us, though, that, like, without the core values in our lives, it's like, what's the point? You know, you want to have those things that make life, give life a purpose, and then everything else is better.
And I can't believe that it's going to be season 31 of the show. Is there anything that you are just really like looking forward to getting back out there?
Well, I am so excited for next season because as a lot of people know, they actually are now going to be on Disney Plus, which I think is such an awesome jump for Dancing with the Stars. We have seen Dancing with the Stars do so many things over the past 30 seasons. And I just love that the show always adapts. It always finds a way to stay within what people are looking for, to be entertaining, to bring something new to the table every single season. And I know that's exactly what's going to happen with this next season. And I'm just so excited to see this transition. I think it could bring a whole new audience to the show. And I love it so much. Also, we love Disney Plus. That's pretty much all we watch all day. So Sage doesn't even know, but she's getting a new TV show on her channel.
Exactly. Will she watch the show? Like, has she, you know, I mean, obviously.
Well, last season, she was a little young and we couldn't bring anybody to the show last season because of just COVID restrictions, but we would watch it back and it was so cute. I remember there were two episodes where she was back in the apartment and my husband filmed her watching the show on TV and she was like dancing. I don't think she really registered like that's mom, but anytime she sees somebody dancing or she hears music, she starts dancing. But it was so cute. That was such a surreal moment. I have a video of it somewhere and it was like, this will be a video that I will cherish forever. Just watching her experience. That was pretty cool.
I was going to ask like if she has an innate like ability to dance without necessarily knowing it, like if it's like in her blood almost.
So I guess I don't really know, but I do know that like she hears music, she dances. Like she's like very into it. If she watches dance, like we watched this past season of So You Think You Can Dance.
Okay.
And when the dance finished, she would clap. Like she knew like, okay, this is done. They did something cool. I'm going to clap for her. So I think she understands that it's a thing. I guess we'll see if it's like an innate ability. I don't know. I wonder. I mean, I think all toddlers kind of dance to music, but she's definitely like, she'll stand up in front of a group and do it. So she likes to have an audience. She likes to do her thing. So we're crossing our fingers that she really loves this fall.
Now, your fellow Dancing with the Stars pros, Jenna and Val, announced that they are expecting a baby. Have you given them any advice? Have you been able to chat with them about what's to come?
Well, Jenna is one of my best friends. We talk almost every single day, and it's been so, so fun to just follow her through this process of being pregnant, talking to her about all the things, giving her tips, telling her, don't you worry, like, you'll start feeling better at the end of the first trimester. Like, literally, I feel like I've been there every step of the way with her, and it means so much to me. She is one of the most special people in my life, and I could not be happier for her and Val. Their baby is going to be absolutely stunning, and I cannot wait. Like, I'm just like, that is a perfect duo right there. Yep. But they also are going to be such incredible parents. Like, I know them to their core, and they are good, genuine, awesome people who I know will just love their child so, so much. And I can't wait to see them be mom and dad.
So great. They're lucky. They're lucky to have you as a resource for them.
I really do. The crazy thing is, like, talking to Jenna, it's so crazy. Like, all of my friends, everyone's pregnancy is so, so different. So some things I'm like, sorry, I got nothing for you on that. And then someone's like, I got you on this one. This is what I did. So yeah, it's fun to see that go.
I just remembered a few months ago, maybe back in, I don't know, maybe March, we had Matt James on the podcast, and he was saying how he had just visited you guys, and he loved babysitting Sage. Like, he was like, we wanted to like take her around everywhere. And they said they had the best time.
They are the best. Matt and Rachel were incredible with Sage. Like, when I tell you, there was actually a night, they're like, you guys go to dinner and we'll watch Sage. And we were like, really? Like, okay, if you're offering. They are the sweetest humans ever. We had so much fun having them here. Mm-hmm. Sage loves both Matt and Rachel so much. And it was so cool that, like, that's just a friendship that really is going to last forever. And I love that. I love that there's so many partners that I've had on the show that it's like, we're going to have a friendship forever. They know Sage. They, like, know my family. And it was so, so fun to have them here.
Yeah, I feel like so many of your past partners have been such great friends. I mean, Jordan Fisher.
Yes, they just had their baby too.
Everyone's growing up.
I know. I'm like, what is happening? I know. We literally were like, wait a second. We have children. Like, what is happening? It's so crazy, but it really is so cool. Like you said, it's like so many of my partners from the show have become lifelong friends, and it's so fun that we've gone through so many stages of life together. And especially with Jordan too, it's like, we're the same age. So we're going through the same kind of milestones together. And it's pretty cool to see that.
It's so cool. I was talking to someone, I talked to him a few weeks ago, and I was talking to maybe his publicist yesterday or something. And I was like, he is the nicest person. Like, some things that come up, I'm like, oh my gosh, like the purest heart,
you know? Truly is such a good person, so nice, so genuine, and so talented. Like, he literally has it all. It's so cool to see, and he's just absolutely killing it in his career right now. It makes me so proud.
Now, with the season coming up and just being a dancer in general, how and what do you do to rehab your body, to make sure you are always kind of in recovery mode, and just taking care of yourself?
Yeah. So taking care of my body has been so important my whole entire life. Yeah. But growing up, the way that I did that was dancing. I mean, I would go to dance 6 to 7 hours every single day after school. So I didn't really have to do anything other than that. But since being an adult, since being a mom, it's changed so much. And I actually started a workout program. It's called the Movement Club. I started this back in 2020. I launched in like December of 2020. And this has been like my passion project. It's been so incredible. It's been my way to stay in check with my body, stay in tune with my body, stay in shape, stay healthy, but then also share that with so many people. It's a subscription based program. So it's been amazing to see the community of people come together who all want to just better themselves. And that's been my biggest driving force, and incredible in all the off seasons, because it holds me accountable and really keeps, holds me accountable. I can't just be like, hey, I'm done. Like, no, I have this community of people that are counting on me to keep this program going. And it really is like my little baby. I love it so, so much.
And what kind of movement is it? Is it dance
or? It's honestly a mixture of everything. We have dance-based workouts, we have cardio, Pilates, sculpting, we have anything from like 5 to 10 minute quick workouts to full length 30 to 40 minute workouts. I wanted this program to be something that literally anyone can do. It's all workouts that you can do from home. You don't need any equipment, super flexible, and just wanted something that people could feel good doing. And I've loved how it's gone so far.
Oh, I love that. And how can people sign up? Is it an app? Is it through, you know, Instagram?
So you can go to movementclub.com. That's how you can sign up for your subscription. The app is literally like weeks away from being done. I know. You can still get the program. Like you just do it through the website, but we are so excited to be moving on to an app. This has just been such a natural progression. We feel like people are asking for it. So we're so excited. But until then, you can join the program on movementclub.com.
Cool. And then do you film the workouts in a studio? Are you the only instructor? Like, how's that working for you?
Yes. So I film the workouts in a studio. I release one workout every single week. There's already 125 workouts in my library, like so many workouts, which is so fun. Like I look back on them like, oh my gosh, I did all of those. But yeah, so there's over 125 workouts in the library with new videos being added every single week. Currently, so I actually am we're building out a filming studio in my basement at our home. It should be done within the next like month or so. So that'll be incredible because it will be here. Right now, I just have to go like to a studio outside and film every single week. But it's been so fun. I love it. I love creating the workouts. I love hearing from the community. And I love just moving my body. Like it just makes me happy. Yeah.
You're so right about it just being like something to hold you accountable in the off season and when you need to train and cross train to be consistent with that.
Absolutely. It's so true. So yeah, we love it. It's been so much fun. I'm so grateful for my little community of movers. We're having a good time.
Is there anything else coming up for you that you wanted to make sure we all know about and to talk about?
Yes. So I actually launched a gradual tanner. It's a moisturizing lotion that also tans you. It's amazing. Like, oh, you need it. We'll send you some. Like actually we'll send you some. It is my favorite. I created this product while I was pregnant because I wanted something that was like a all-in-one body care product. So it doesn't just tan you. It moisturizes. It helps with stretch marks. It helps with elasticity of the skin. Like it's got all the good things in it. It's also a completely clean product. So you can use it while you're pregnant. Like there's all clean ingredients. So that's already out. You can get it on volitionbeauty.com. You can also get it on Ulta. You can also get it on Goop. Just so many fun places where you can buy it, but I'm excited because I am currently sampling some tanning face drops. So we might be doing some more products in that little franchise, and I'm so excited. So that's definitely in the works. But in the meantime, you got to try the gradual.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tanner.
Have to try the gradual tanner, especially as we transition into fall and winter. We always got to have some glow.
So always.
I'm going to contact you about that.
Yeah, you need to, please do. It's called Getaway Glow. So if you're looking for it, like on Ulta or Goop or Volition Beauty, Getaway Glow.
Getaway Glow. Amazing. Okay. So we're going to get that going online purposes. And we're also going to be signing up for your amazing workout subscription and keeping an eye out for the app, which is so exciting.
I am so excited. I just think it's such a fun way to connect even further. And there's a lot of cool features within the app. So I'm really excited. And we're just cross your fingers for me that we're just like literally weeks away. Like we are down to the last little final details. So hopefully it's really, really soon where I can be like, okay, everybody get on the app.
Download. Amazing. Yes. Okay. Well, we will be keeping an eye out, Lindsay. It seems like so many fun things are coming up for you and we can't wait to watch them all happen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today and everyone for listening. And we hopefully will be catching up with you soon.
Yes, hopefully very soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay. Thanks again for taking the time.
Thank you.